Blog Talk Radio.
From the slow to the fast on your baby. It ain't nobody
grind on me. Relax your mind, take your time on me. Girl, spread your legs, dirty wine on me. I got you wet, now you're sliding on me. I'm thinking about you in the condo. Baby, I pull up on you solo. Not with the gang, girl, I swear I'm rolling solo. I ease the pain off your body, girl, you don't know. And I won't hold back from you, baby. And I won't go back on you, baby. Pulling all on your tracks, going crazy, yeah.
Till your body gets me.
Here I am, baby. Here I am, baby. tuned in to GER Radio. I am your host, Tone, and this is Model Mondays. We got two special guests with us today. Tyler, you with us? Taylor, you with us? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm with you.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Just got off work, just got home.
Sound like you over it.
No, not over it. You know, casual working day. Them good 8 hours.
That's what's up. Tanisa, you with us?
Hey, I'm here. How y'all doing today?
What's going on? Great. How about you?
Hey, I'm making it, you know. Just letting the days go by, doing what you got to do.
That's what's up. Before we get started in the interview, Taylor, can you tell everybody where you're from?
Well, I'm from Staten Island, New York, repping NY all day, every day. I'm an apple, but I live in Georgia, but, you know, I'll never be a peach.
That's what's up. How long you been in Georgia?
14 years, but I'm still a New Yorker. That's how I'm just going to be.
That's not going to change, huh?
Nope, never going to change. Never.
That's what's up. Tanisa, where you from?
So, I'm actually, Tona, I love you death, but it is Tanessa.
I'm just messing up names. Okay. Tyler and Tanessa.
Okay.
Tyler and Tanessa. All right, I got it.
Oh, now he calling me Tyler. It's Taylor. What? Why you take out the A?
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. This interview starting off crazy. Okay, Taylor and Tanessa.
Yep, there you go. There you go.
TNT.
TNT, that's how we do it.
Yep.
But, no, actually, I was born in Athens, Tennessee, a very small town, and I actually grew up in Cleveland, Tennessee, which is about 20 minutes south, and then actually I live in Chattanooga, so I've just kind of been all around, you know, I get in where I fit in.
All right, Tyler, did I say that right?
You're so funny. Taylor and Tanisa.
I'm gonna start with you, Taylor. How did you get into modeling?
Well, actually, I've always wanted to model since I was younger. Taking professional pictures since I was a baby, and you know, everybody told my mom, "You need to get her into modeling." But of course, like, there are people out there who try to scam models, so that's why I didn't start out when I was younger. It was just a time where my mother felt it was best for me to just focus on school and just focus on getting good grades and getting to where I needed to be before I decided to pursue it. So actually, it wasn't until the end of my freshman year of college to where I was like, you know, I've always wanted to do it, so I just thought, hey, why not try it? So, like, when I got back home over the summer, I did my first photo shoot, and it went really well, and people loved the photos. And after a while, I just started doing more of them and started getting so many different ideas, and it just became, like, a real passion of mine over the time.
Okay. What's up? How about you,
Felice? So, actually, I just kind of, I don't know, I just put myself out there. As a kid, I just like Taylor, I did want to, you know, model, and I used to sit and watch, no lie, I should sit and watch the Victoria's Secret fashion shows, and I'd be like, dang, that's going to be me one day. And my father was just not having it. Like, it didn't matter how many people told him that I needed to model or how many times I begged him. He was like, no, not happening. So, actually, this past year, I just said I'm going to go for it. You know, I decided at the beginning of 2017 I was going to do things that actually, you know, bring me a little closer to what I want to do in life. And so I just went for it. You know, I went to the casting call, actually the GEI fashion show casting call, through, I found out through actually one of the other models, Mahogany. And I was like, I'm just going to go for it. I don't know anything about modeling. I don't know anything about fashion shows. I'm just going to go at this. And so that's what I did. Went to the fashion show. I met you along with, you know, a lot of other great people, and did my thing, and I'm here now.
That's what's up. Keeping the question with you, how was it doing your first photo shoot?
My first photo shoot. Oh, my goodness. That was just, like, so crazy. Like I said, I had no idea about modeling, so I really – first, I was nervous because I didn't know what to do. Then I was, like, really just – I felt comfortable. Like, the two people who did my photo shoot, actually, the guide and then Saad, Lion Domain, he was there to assist and help. So I can say that it was fun exploring Atlanta because I actually ended up being late, so we didn't get to do the studio. My part there. And so we actually traveled downtown, walked around downtown Atlanta. So, man, if you can imagine walking in heels in downtown Atlanta with all those heels, it was a mess, but it was fun nonetheless. And it was a great experience. I had a lot of fun, actually. Had a lot of blisters.
How about
you? I had a lot of fun.
How was it doing your first shoot? I was saying, how was it doing your first shoot?
Technically, I consider two different shoots my first shoot. The first one I ever did actually was in while I was still at school down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I met a lovely young lady who has a brand of her own, and so we did a photo shoot for her brand, and it went really well. I was the oldest one there, and it's funny because they all thought I was 16. Inside joke for Asad right there. So they thought I was 16, which I get from some people where they're just like, you don't look like you're 20, and I'm like, yeah, I'm 20. But and then my I would say the other photo shoot I'll say is my first one is I actually did a photo shoot with Man and Asad down here in Georgia before I did the – no, after I did the GEI casting call. And in the beginning, I was a little bit nervous because I never did a lot of photo shoots before. So it was really my first time being in a studio and actually having like lights set up and switching outfits and everything. But after I really like settled in, I was very comfortable around them. It was fun. We were blasting music, having fun with it, and just making the most of it. And I really enjoyed it. And I love working with them, and I love just being in front of the camera and doing what I love to do.
That's a stop. Now, keeping the question with you, was this something that you always wanted to do, or did you have something like, you know, oh, I wanted to be a teacher or a doctor or something like that, or was modeling is just something that you always wanted to do?
Well, if you were to ask me, was this my overall career choice in life? No. But it has always been something that I've always wanted to do because from a young age, like I said, I've always wanted to do modeling. I've had people tell me that I would be a great model. I was very photogenic, and a lot of people always wanted to, like, take my pictures and be like, oh, she should be a model, this and the third. But for me, actually, I want to be a marine biologist. I'm actually in school for it at Nova Southeastern University. But I also do want to have a career in modeling as well, which I feel goes hand in hand, because with traveling the world and learning more about marine life, I can also be traveling the world and taking pictures all over the world. So it goes hand in hand, and my career choices can feed into each other. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
How about you, Tanessa?
So that's actually a great question, and that is awesome, Taylor. I love it. That's great. It's gonna be awesome for you. But to answer the question, I always wanted to be a model. It wasn't until, like, my dad kept telling me no, and then things happened in my life that I was like, you know what, modeling's not going to be for me. But then, I changed a couple of things. I'm now an adult. So I actually was like, well, even though I'm going to school right now for psychology, I will still go ahead and, you know, attempt to do the modeling. But for me, it's just kind of always something that, you know, I wanted to do.
Okay. Now I always always ask this question. I'm just going to bounce around. I ain't going to do them in order because y'all probably listen to the other shows, so I ain't going to do them in order. I'm trying to catch y'all. And this, Taylor, how important is social media to a model?
The prime question. Social media is extremely important for models because, especially in today's era, social media plays a big part in being considered for different roles, getting to know about different casting calls, different runway shows, different different companies, and being able to reach out to other people as well. In my head, it plays, it's good, it's very beneficial, but then at the same time, it's not. The reason why I say it's not is because, of course, there's plenty of people who are out there who just post their photos all the time, hence the term Instagram model. But of course, you have to really make sure that you put a stamp on yourself as a model so that people don't just say, oh, well, she's just another Instagram model. She's just posting pretty pictures of herself, and, you know, that's it. And another reasoning is because there are so many people who will consider you for different things, and that a lot of people take into consideration your followers. Which, for me, I don't really necessarily think that it's such a important thing, because no matter how many followers you have, it doesn't matter, because you can be producing amazing work. And just because of the amount of followers you have, people will not consider you for things. But also, you're reaching out to a whole large network of people at the same time. So the more followers you have, the more people you're reaching out to. And that means that the more people you're reaching out to, the more people who are going to want to consider you for things, more people that are going to want to say, hey, I want to use her. Hey, let's bring her in for this. Let's fly her out to, who knows, Japan, Europe, who knows? The world is your oyster. And that's basically how I feel about social media when it comes to modeling. It's very important, and it's something that I feel every model should definitely make sure that they work on.
Okay.
Nessa? So, as far as modeling and social media, personally, I feel like it's a double-edged sword, per se. Reason being, as Taylor pointed out, yes, it's very helpful, it's very beneficial. Example, actually, when we did the fashion show that weekend, I was actually invited to another event as well, and it was strictly off of a picture that I posted on Instagram. So in that aspect, yes, It's definitely helpful for whomever wants to progress their career, absolutely. But it's also a negative because, like Taylor pointed out as well, you have those people who look at it and downplay your work. They downplay who you are and things like that by using social media. So with that being said, it's me personally just a double-edged sword. It can help you and it can hurt you at the same time. I don't believe that you should put all your focus on it. No, because, you know, as far as me personally, I kind of like to say I have an old school mindset where I'd rather get out and hit the pavement. I'd rather go out to the casting calls, go out and, like, touch designers and things like that, because through social media you can portray one thing. But if someone gets to know you and knows your personality, they may look at your social media page and be like, okay, she's cool, she's just like the rest of them. But if they get to see you and know you and converse with you and see your personality, they may have looked at your social media page and said, nah, she's not the one for us. But then when they get right. to see who you are, they can say, oh, okay, yeah, let's get her. Or they may solely pick you off of your personality and just completely dismiss your social media. What if that person, I know these days we have technology, but what if that person doesn't like technology or they don't use technology? Then what are you going to do?
So I completely agree with your statement. I agree with that point of your statement because, like you said, I mean, there are people that I've met that, they've spoken with me. There have been photographers that have reached out to me who's wanted to work with me. And I don't, like, I have a model ma'am, and I don't have a lot of pictures on there. But once they spoke with me, they were saying about how nice I was, how humble I am, and saying all these great things. And they're saying, like, you don't meet a lot of models like that. And like you were saying, a lot of people do just pick some models based upon their social media and don't get to know the model. And once you get to know the model, you find something else. But at the end of the day, it's social media can either help your career or it can hurt your career.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I agree. Hold on, we got a caller. Let me 4535. GL Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Jonathan.
What's up?
Hi. Lady, Tone, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Everybody on the radio, how y'all doing? It's Jonathan. I'm the president of GEI. Love the statements. I've been listening. You know, I think that social media is important when it's used effectively. And the whole point of social media should be to get to face-to-face. It should be like a comp card. You know, back in the days, we didn't have social media. You used comp cards. And your comp cards, the purpose of it was to get you in somebody's face. Social media should be used to get you in front of somebody's face, like Tanessa was saying. You know, if it's used effectively, that's the end game. The problem is that too many people are modeling and feel like all their, as long as they're posting pictures, that is working. And that's not. That's marketing. Social media is a marketing tool. It should be posting the right thing so people can see what you're doing in an effort to get in touch with you, to get to you, to get a face-to-face, to get in front of somebody where your personality shows through, like you said, Taylor. You know, so social media is important, particularly in this age. We're in the age of the Internet, you know, but there's still the human touch factor is more important than anything. People need to know who you are, you know, not just what you post.
Yeah,
I totally
agree. It's just, like you said,
yes.
It's that double thing because you can say, like, you know, social media is this platform, but you still got to do this. But, like, it's turning into that's what people go, even businesses, is like they're going off social media. Like, people are getting fired from their jobs because of what they post. So it's like social media
yeah.
is very, very, very important. And it's very real. And I tell people all the time, like, if you are a brand or you want to be a brand, then you really have to watch what you post. Like, you might not – sometimes you think only your followers are looking at you or only people that you know are looking at you, but it's so many more people looking at you.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'll be on social media, and I just get to start clicking on pictures and clicking, and I'm not even friends with these people. So I can imagine how many people do.
Mm-hmm. And that's real because that's and my mom has always instilled that in me. She's always told me since when I first started. First of all, she never even wanted me to have social media, but even when I got it, she was telling me from a young age, and that's why like from my social media, I don't really have anything lucrative or anything that's lewd or anything like some of these people out here have, and why people get fired from their jobs. Like social media, careful what you post because people that are going to meet you later on down the road can see it. And whether you think that they can or not, they background it. They're going to find out your Facebook, your Instagram, no matter what you have, and they're going to background it to see what type of person you are. Because you could be one type of person in the interview room, but then you could go home and be ratchet all on your Instagram and cussing people out and talk about, I'm going to beat her up and this and the third. And next thing you know, you don't get the job. So social media is something to where if you really want it to be personal, make your page private to where the people who you accept to follow you are the only people seeing that. But if your page is public, be prepared for people to see everything that you post. Simple.
I'm gonna tell you this, too. This is my – and it's crazy you said that because that was my next question. That's what I was going to ask you about the private pages. Me personally, I feel like if you're in the entertainment business, nothing should be private. I mean, for business. Now, you know, your personal life should be private.
Uh-huh.
But if you're a model with a private page, do you know, like...
That's a problem.
We got magazines. Do you know how many models missed out on features and stuff that I wanted to reach out to, but their page is private? I'm not gonna go through the extreme of waiting for you to, you know, make me your friend. Like if somebody send me to your page,
right,
and they like your tone,
right,
is somebody you need to look into, and I go to your page and it's private, I'm just gonna move on to the next person. I think that's like
right, because there's no need for it. You're a model. A model's page should never be private. The thing is that your, like Jonathan said, your modeling page is your marketing page. There is no reason why it should be private. You're supposed to be out here marketing yourself as a model to where people can say, oh, look at her work. That's a dope picture. This, that, and the third, all the comments. And when people refer you, if your page is private, nobody's going to be able to see anything to back it up. If your page is public, then people can look through your page and be like, you know what, they were right. I really should check this model. I should consider her to feature her in, like, say, like you said, GI the Mag or any number of RGI magazines. But there's no reason for a model's page to be private. That doesn't make sense. If you want to have a private page, then just make two pages, one for your modeling career and one for your personal self to where only personal family and friends can see it, to where only they're the ones seeing what you post in. But still be careful with what you're posting, regardless of whether your page is private or public. You still got to be careful because there are ways around it.
Exactly. My next question is, Vanessa, I'll let you go. What type of model would you say you are?
Okay, that's definitely a great question. So I'm a thinker. I am definitely going to say I'm a thinker. So I could put that into it. Personality-wise, I'm definitely a very outgoing, energetic type of model. So it's like if you need that pizzazz, if you need that laugh, if you need that, I can definitely bring personality to what you want to portray. As a like type of model, such as like runway, editorial, things like that, I personally would gear more towards editorial and runway. But that would basically be the best way that I could answer that question.
Okay. Taylor?
Well, that, like Vanessa, that's kind of a hard question. I'm very multifaceted. So I would call myself a number of different things. I'm a print model. I'm a commercial model. I am high fashion, editorial, runway. Honestly, the way that I think about it, there are only, I'll say, a handful of things I would not consider myself, but I'm, like I said, I'm a very multifaceted model that can adapt to a lot of different genres. So you name it, I can be it.
Hey, that's what's up. Now, Taylor, keeping it with you, how do you pick your photographers?
How do I pick? Oh, I don't know why that was funny. How do I pick my photographers? Well, in the beginning, it was just people that I came into contact with through mutual friends that I knew who were photographers. Now, when I choose photographers that I work with, I look at the photographer's work. I like to look and see, like, their quality of work, who have they worked with, the recommendations also, because my thing is that I'm not just going to work with any old photographer. I need to see your reputation. Just because you have a camera doesn't make you a photographer. Mm. Just because you say that you take pictures doesn't mean that you're an established photographer. I could pick up a camera right now and say I'm a photographer, but that doesn't legitimately mean that. If you have a good reputation, if people are recommending you, if you have a great portfolio, that is what stands out to me, and that makes me reach out and say, hey, I want to work with you. Hey, how would you feel about collabing with me on this photo shoot? How would you feel of shooting this concept with me? That's basically the mindset that I'm in when it comes to picking who I work with as photographers.
Okay. Enough.
So that's a great question, but I want to piggyback off what Taylor said. I do also look at their work, but personally, I like to also know a person's aura or energy as well, because the way that I look at it is this. Like Taylor said, you can take great pictures, but also I'm a model as well. You want to make sure that as a photographer, you have someone who's going to represent you and your company well as a model. You want to make sure that whomever you choose to produce this work is someone who can magnify your brand, someone who can really get into and hone in on the sense of wow, you know? So personally, me, I choose to have interactions with whom I may think, hey, you may be a possible photographer for me. Like, I've already looking at your work. I've already seen what you can do, so I've chosen you there. But now you have to make sure that, well, I have to make sure that I've got a good vibe with you. I want to make sure that the product and what I'm looking for in my photograph and in my portfolio and my work and my brand is going to be what I want it to be as well. So it's a double side for me. I have to make sure that you can give me what I want and we can work well together so that we can have an amazing session. And I may look forward to working with you again. It's about building a business and a brand. So I look forward and personality.
I agree.
I think that goes back to the social media and what Tone was saying about the privacy on the pages. You know, you want to be able to examine a photographer and get a feel for not just their work, but who they are. But it's the same thing for people looking to book models, you know. And, you know, a model's portfolio, just like a photographer's portfolio, should express your degree of ability in your work, but it also should express who you are. And too much of the, personal or ratchet or whatever you want to call it distorts that. You know, a photographer that has some great pictures, but then has a post, something like, baby mama this or whatever, it distorts who that person is. And you don't know if a prospective model, you know, that is looking to work with you may have just gotten to a whole situation with her child's father, and then you make that post, and now she don't want to work with you. You know,
right.
So I try to tell photographers and models alike, big business. You know, keep it open and keep it business.
That's it. Taylor. Now, when it comes to shooting, when you pick your photographer, do you come up with concepts, or do y'all both work together to make something great?
The number one question. Oh, as many people know, as photographers that work with me know, I have a list of concepts. I have a very creative mind. When I tell you I can look at something in this room and have a whole concept out of nowhere, as Jonathan and plenty of other people know, yeah, I have a list of concepts. And usually when it comes to photographers, I'm like, hey, I have this concept that I really want to bring to life. I want to know if you want to help me bring it to life. Yeah, I have, like I said, I have so many concepts. It's unbelievable that it just came from my mind, because I still can't even fathom, like, how I ended up creating all these different scenarios, all these different scenes that I can see in my head. And honestly, I'm also the type of person that, yes, I have my own concepts, but I also like to ask photographers as well, do they have concepts? Because, yes, if a model is reaching out to a photographer, yes, it's about creating art. But at the same time, we're supposed to be helping one another. So if there's a concept that a photographer really is looking to create, I'm there to be your muse. I'm there to help you create that look. I'm there to bring that picture to life. Just in the fact of, okay, I have a concept and I need you to help me bring it to life by taking the pictures from this angle or that angle or at this time of day or that time of day to make it what it can be and to make it something that, like Tanessa said earlier, is a wow factor.
Okay.
Vanessa? So same here with Taylor. Like, personally, I'm new, you know, to the whole model thing. Like, yes, it's been something that's always been in my heart, but I'm also still very fresh and still new and, you know, still getting to learn. So personally, I do have a lot of themes that I think of myself that I want to do, but also, you know, I'm available. Like, if you have something that you need to come to life, then I'm more than happy to be the one to do so. So it's more of like a collaborative project with me personally, because, like, it just, I feel like it can take your brand to a whole other level if you have just the right mixture of wow and of art, period. It can be amazing.
Now, going back to the social media question, because I skipped this, and Vanessa, I'll keep it with you. Do you check your DMs or inbox?
Do I check my DMs a lot? Actually, yes, to be honest. I have the luxury of actually, like, my day job is working with T-Mobile. So they're a great, you know, great company. So I'm kind of in a call center. So, yes, I do have, you know, time to, you know, check my DMs a lot. I keep my notifications on. There actually are times when I have to set, like, certain times of the day specifically to look at my phone so that I don't look at it so much. So, yeah, that's definitely something that's important for anyone to do, though, because you never know what's coming in. Like, a lot of it is, you know, trash and things that you do have to sort through, but you could miss an opportunity and not even realize it because you didn't respond in a timely manner. So it's definitely something that you want to be accustomed to.
Okay. Taylor?
Do I check my DMs a lot? Yes and no. Since I started modeling, yes, I do check my DMs a lot because there are, of course, people that reach out to me saying that they may want to work together or they want to collab or photographers that are saying, like, hey, I like your work, or I have this idea for you. I say no in a sense as well because as a model, of course, your page has to be public. Of course, any model, you're going to get the occasional guys that are going to come and be rude and disrespectful towards you with messages and constantly, I don't have time for it. I don't entertain it. I don't have time to entertain it. That's not what my DMs are for. My DMs are for opportunities. They're for me reaching out to other people with opportunities or with ideas or with game plans on how we can collab together to create something. My thing as a model is I'm trying to help everybody. It's not just about me. When I think about reaching out to people, when people reach out to me, I'm thinking about how we can do this together as a unit. The whole point of social media is to create relationships and to network. My biggest thing is creating relationships, because when you create relationships with people, those are people that you can potentially constantly reach out to, and they'll have your back. They'll be the people that say, last minute, you need a photographer or something. They're like, hey, I got you. You may need another model last minute, and they got you. And somebody, and these are people that potentially you can build with. You can build an empire with. You can build, like people would say, it takes a village. Basically, you're building that village. So DMs to me are important in a way as well, even though, like I said, sometimes I don't check them. But a lot of times I do, because you never know who might be reaching out to you, what opportunities may be coming your way.
Yeah, and I ask that question because you'd be surprised how many, you know, models say that they don't even open a DMs because, or inboxes, because of, you know, the pics and the craziness in it. But at the same time, that's just like having your page private. You know,
right.
It's going to be trash regardless. It's social media, so you got a whole bunch of people with nothing to do, just, you know, using it for
right.
the wrong reasons. But then you also have people that really want to reach out. And, you know, again, from my experience, I then hit a lot of people in the, you know, inboxes or DMs like, would love to feature you in the mag. They never checked it. So, you know, you miss out
right.
on opportunities for the, you know, maybe 10 or 15 people that's being crazy, but you might got 4 or 5 big opportunities over here. So I always ask that
right.
question, because I feel like,
right.
You know, you should.
And it's all about,
like, not only the female models, not only the female, you know, models, but I'm pretty sure, like, Jonathan, myself, Dane, you know what I mean? It's,
right.
It go both ways. Like, it's a, we get crazy stuff in our, you know, in our inbox.
Exactly.
I just, you know, just like you said, delete it and go to the
you
next
one.
You just
got to ignore the ignorance at some point.
Right. It's all about who you decide to entertain, because, and everybody knows this. If you have a DM, everybody knows very well, you can see the beginning part of the message. We all know that we can. We all can read the beginning part of the message without the person even knowing. So it's all about who you decide to entertain. So by saying
right.
that you're not checking your DMs, even if you're not checking them, you know that you can sit there and look at least the beginning part of the message and see
and
who
see
it is or what they're about.
Right, absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you reach out and say, oh, hey, I would like to feature, what you about to feature me in? What's going on? I would like to know more about it.
All kinds of questions. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Now, Tyler, I'll leave it with you. Taylor. Am I saying it right? Taylor, that's confusing. Taylor, it's confusing. So far in your modeling career, what have you been able to accomplish?
I have been blessed enough to accomplish a lot so far in my modeling career. From the start, just being able to be a part of GEI itself and being able to do different things like Ronna Brothers Hair Show. I was able to be a part of Brown Girls, which is a phenomenal way for younger African-American girls to be a part of something that helps them realize that their black is beautiful. I was able just I think a week or two ago, I was in Walk Fashion Show, which was amazing. Just being able to be a part of so many different opportunities that a lot of models don't really see. It really makes me happy to know that people see something in me and can see me going further and see the fire in me that can go somewhere and want to help bring that out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Personally, I would have to say what I have accomplished, honestly, was being, you know, just becoming a part of GEI. Like, that has been great. And then, you know, doing the fashion show and, you know, working as a brand ambassador there, that was just an amazing experience for me. Like, when I truly say that I really did just start modeling, it was seriously like the GEI fashion show, like 2 to 3 weeks before then when I really decided that I was going to go ahead and do this. So it's been a short-lived, you know, program for me. But I look forward, actually, to doing a lot. I really do plan on, you know, making my mark. Actually, coming up on the 16th, I do have an event that, you know, I'm doing personally as well. So, you know, I'm looking good to definitely represent GEI there. It is a kind of like a music networking event in Knoxville, and we're doing a toy drive there for Toys for Tots as well. So, you know, we're definitely making sure that we do have a cause there, but I'm looking forward to that. And then, you know, I'm just working on some other stuff right now in the background.
Yes, and I just, things are going to come your way. And like you said, I mean, GEI has opened a lot of doors for
so many doors.
Like Tanessa and myself, and like even for me, like from the jump, right when I was sitting with Michelle and Jonathan, and I got a brand ambassadorship with Belladonna Prima Donna, and meeting designers like Juni and Bugatti, who even Bugatti talking to him, talking about possibly being a brand ambassador with him, and Walk, like I mentioned earlier, offering me a brand ambassadorship and being able to be asked to go to another state and do a fashion show with Brown Girls again. Like, so many opportunities are coming our way and doors are being opened for us in such a little time. Like, it still blows my mind to think I haven't even been a model a year, and so many things have just been happening back to back, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I never want this to
end.
Hard work.
It is.
I mean,
I'm
not even
doing it.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no. Well, I was saying hard work don't go unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? Like, positive vibes. I mean, again, what you put out is what you get. So, you know, when you put out those positive vibes, then great things going to come your way. You know what I mean? And just continue to put out those vibes, and you'll keep receiving those blessings. But I want to get these last two questions out, and then we can, you know, because we got like 6 minutes left. Where was I at? Oh, goals. I'm sorry. So what are some of your goals? Tyler, you can go first. Taylor.
Some of my goals. Well, I have big goals for myself. I'm still working on breaking out of my shell, and I really feel like going into this new year, 2018, I'm not going to hold myself back like I have been. I'm going to let myself just be in the moment of photo shoots and just have at it. I'm going to try, and I do mean try, to get myself in better shape, which I've been working on. I really want to finally do that for myself, because it's something I've really been trying to do for myself. Wow, so many different things that are just goals for myself. I want to make sure that I finish school and do what I have to do to get good grades and just get published in magazines. And even today I saw one of my old friends that I went to high school with, and he was even saying, I better see you in Time Magazine Person of the Year. I'm going to be Time Magazine's Person of the Year one day. I'm putting it out there. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I know it is. I'm put it out there in existence. Just when he said it, I was like, it's staying there. It's going to stay in the universe, because I know one day it will happen.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
What are some of your
goals? Thank you. And that's what's up, Tang. Hope you get everything that you want. You are definitely gonna break some thunder out there in the world. Like, I love it. But me personally, I have some goals. I mean, not unlike Taylor, you know, I personally want to travel. So I want to go abroad. I want to, you know, do some things abroad. I want to definitely make a mark and build a fan base here, just, you know, in the U.S. Like, I plan on, you know, just traveling and getting myself out there. Another major goal that I do have is definitely getting into shape. Like, I'm getting there. Like, that's been one of my struggles, actually, since about 2014. Like, it's been getting myself back into shape and just being the way that I want to be personally. So that's definitely going to be another goal of mine. It's just definitely.
And what happened?
I'm almost there. I've definitely lost a lot of weight, but I'm definitely almost there. And I know one of my goals, it's not too far-fetched, but I really do want to do New York Fashion Week one year in the near future. Like, sometime I definitely want to walk the runway. Like, I want to do it. Like, that's going to be my short-term goal, is really getting myself runway ready and doing a lot more fashion shows, and just getting my name out there, because that's what I need to work on at this point.
We have like a minute and a half left, so Taylor, can you tell everybody where they can find you at?
Okay.
I don't know why that name is so confusing, but can, like, social media, websites, whatever you got, let everybody know where they can find you at.
All right, so everybody can find me on Instagram at Queen Tay, Queen with two N's, T-A-Y. You can also follow me on Facebook at Queen Tay Modeling, Queen with two N's again. Or you can follow my Facebook at Taylor Green. So that's where you can find me. My Facebook page will have updates of when I do my website, my Model Mayhem, everything. That's where you can find me.
And as for myself, on Instagram, it's going to be tenacious89. And then for my Twitter, it's Lady Tenacious. And my Facebook is also Lady Tenacious Modeling. So I'm just pretty much everywhere. But you can follow it, all of that, and figure out all of that. Whatever I'm doing is going to be on there.
And you can find myself on IG at GEI_Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell, Twitter, Great ENTINC. And you can go to www.geieverything.blogspot.com for everything GEI, or you can just hashtag GEI. Jonathan, where can they find you at?
Instagram, Twitter, JEPhotos, JEPhotos _CEO, JEPhotos, or www.geieverything.blogspot.com. Hashtag GEI, you will find me.
And you know what, Jonathan? I'm glad you the time is up, but we still can go on a little bit. I wanted to say something about that too, about the model. I think it's very important because I have to do it too, that each one of your social media names should be the same thing. It makes it easier for people to find you.
Yeah.
So if you're Queen Tay on IG, you should be Queen Tay on Instagram, Snapchat, so you can just say Queen Tay everything. I think that's kind of an easier way for people to find you, so they won't have to be like,
yeah,
what's your Instagram,
that.
What's your Facebook, what's your... Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's not just for models. I think that's for everybody.
I've been thinking about it because that was just something I just made up back in high school. I'm thinking about just changing it to my regular name because that's how I want to be known as a model. So I'm thinking about just changing everything to my name.
Right. That's why I did all mine the same because, I would like to be known as Lady Tenacious. So, if you look at my Facebook, it's Lady Tenacious. If you have my Twitter, it's also Lady Tenacious. I couldn't do Lady Tenacious on Instagram, so I just did Tenacious89. So, it's pretty much, it all has, the Tenacious there. And as far as, my website that I'm currently working on as well, it's also Lady Tenacious. So everything that I have is all the same for that reason. It's just easier.
Understandable.
Well, ladies, I think y'all did a great job. And I think y'all doing a great job. You know what I'm saying? This is many more to come. I'm telling you, there's much, much, much more to come. So I like y'all attitude. I like I said, the great energy that y'all give off. And that's why beautiful things happen for you, ladies. So just keep pushing. Keep putting yourself out there. Great things are going to happen. Thank you all for taking the time out to come on the radio show. And have
thank
a
you for
great
having
night.
Me. Yeah, right. Thanks for having us. And so if you want to book us, hey, bookie, GEI models at gmail.com, Taylor, Lady Tenacious. We'll be there. We'll be there.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.